Cooper Joel, what country do you come from? From Australia. Or in Australia, what ways do the people there use and save money so that they can be resourceful and economical in their use of money? The economy and the individuals in it are different. The individuals, they'll be frugal with their use of money in one way, and the economy will be frugal in another way. The government will try to be frugal and resourceful in their use of money towards the people and the society. Like these days, if we go to the supermarket, we'll see that the business will try to be economical in a way so that they can maximize their profit. So they may be economical by way of using computers and technology to replace human labor. They can change to computers and they'll gain more profit. But it has the downside that the people who come to work don't gain any benefit from this. They get nothing. So all things have a positive side and a negative side. The positive side is that the business gains more profit, but the negative side is that the people don't gain benefit from this. Oh, Ajahn has come. What are you discussing? We are discussing about being economical and frugal. This is something that people living in the world practice and prosper from. It's an interesting topic. Do you have a specific question in regard to this? For the people living in the world as householders, are there any Dhamma teachings or Dhamma principles that they can practice and be resourceful so that they can become prosperous? Do you mean that after you gain money and wealth, what should you do with it to become prosperous and have financial stability? The people in the world are similar, whether in Thailand or Australia. These Dhamma principles or principles of nature can be used universally. This is important for lay people, those who live as a householder and need to find wealth and earn a living. To find wealth, they need to be diligent. They need to have forbearance and patience. They need to have mindfulness and wisdom as well. If they are only diligent but have no wisdom, they won't get anywhere. They need wisdom to lead their decisions. They need to have diligence, be frugal, know how to use the money that they get, how to invest that money, and how to save and preserve money for use in the times of sickness. They need to know all these aspects. There is one story where the Buddha talked about a Jataka story during one of the past eras before this current one. In the city of Varanasi, there was one farmer who was very diligent in his work. He was plowing this one field whose owner had disappeared and was nowhere to be found. So he was effectively the owner of this field. He plowed this field every day for his work. One day he was out plowing the field and the steel plowing instrument that was pulled by the buffalo got stuck in the ground. It got stuck on something, possibly a stump of a tree. It was so stuck that it couldn't be pulled anymore. The farmer was forced to stop his work. At first he thought it was stuck on the root of a tree, but when he went to put his hand to see what it was stuck on, it was covered in dirt there, a large piece of gold. It could have been from someone who was traveling past this place and lost or forgot this large piece of gold. This event occurred in the early afternoon, so the farmer still had lots of time before he usually finished work. This farmer was extremely diligent. Even after finding this gold, he didn't change his nature. If this was a person who was lazy, easily excited, or greedy, then they wouldn't have kept working, because they would be rich already. But this farmer thought that since it was just early afternoon, he still had time to keep working. So he kept working. He wasn't lazy. He loved his work a lot, so he kept working. He put the dirt to cover the gold as he found it. When it reached the time that he usually stopped working, he went to the gold and went to take it home. But it was too heavy. He wasn't able to carry it at all. It wouldn't have been any less than 50 kilograms. It was really heavy. So he separated the gold into four portions. The first portion was for selling for instruments needed for his work. The second portion was for bearing and to keep in times of emergencies. The third portion was for trading and using. The fourth portion was for donations and making merit. He took out the gold and brought it back home piece by piece. This farmer didn't tell anyone that he had found this gold, not even his wife or children. He used his money as he normally would have. He didn't tell anyone about this gold. He didn't boast or show off his wealth. He worked as normal, and no one knew that he was any different than normal. All the people understood that his increase in wealth was from his diligence that he practiced continuously. All the people could see his diligence. Even finding gold, he was still diligent. So everyone was sure, because he was a diligent person. The Buddha gave this story, and who do you think was the farmer in that life? Try to guess. Who do you think the farmer was when he was born in this Buddha's era? The Buddha? It's hard to guess, but yes, it was the Buddha himself. We don't know for sure the origins of people in their past lives. The farmer was reborn again, later as our Buddha. Our Buddha had been a farmer before, who was diligent, worked hard, and had the mindfulness and wisdom to look after his wealth, not boastful, and had patience and diligence. See how he practiced in this life as a farmer? He practiced with a lot of mindfulness and wisdom. He knew how to utilize his wealth effectively and how to lead a balanced life. He used his wealth to sustain his life and to keep for future investment, to keep to donate and make merit as well, and to keep for sicknesses and emergencies. He kept his wealth as four portions. He had a lot of wisdom. It wasn't an ordinary farmer, but a farmer that was a bodhisattva. On this occasion, the Buddha taught to have diligence in doing work, not being lazy, and doing it with wisdom. In Pali, this is Uttana Sampada, or U. Then there is Araka Sampada, or the syllable A. Knowing how to keep and maintain wealth effectively. This is maintaining it so it can be used for growing one's trade, using money, consuming it frugally, keeping money for investment, and keeping money for sickness, hospital fees, and emergencies. And you need to associate with good people, we call Kalyanamitta, which is the syllable Ka. If you gain wealth and you have bad friends that take you to gamble, to spend on women, to use it out, to go at night, then this wealth can disappear. You need to associate with good friends who can advise you on how to use wealth well. Friends that are imbued with faith, morality, wisdom, self-sacrifice and charity. This is what the Buddha taught. If you have wisdom, then there are only a little drawbacks to having wealth, right? But if people aren't smart, then there are many drawbacks. That's right. And we have to know how to increase our wealth, how to be prosperous, how to lead a balanced livelihood, know what diminishes our wealth, to know how to use wealth with wisdom. This balanced livelihood is Sammajivitaka in Pali. So we can say this is the mantra U-A-Ka-Sa. U-A-Ka-Sa. This is the heart of a wealthy person. So if you want to be wealthy, then recite this mantra, U-A-Ka-Sa. It means that you know how to be industrious and diligent. You know how to keep and maintain your money. You know how to associate with good friends. You know how to increase your wealth and what diminishes it. Being able to maintain a balanced livelihood, being frugal. In this way, one keeps and balances their wealth in the appropriate portions. Do you see that the Chinese people, they come from China and migrate to other countries in Asia, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, they can build businesses and be wealthy from their diligence and effort. This is because they have the heart of a wealthy person, U-A-Ka-Sa. In Australia, do you see the Chinese people in Chinatown? The Chinese people are diligent, but many of the Australians are at ease. There is no need to be diligent. The Australians are the natives, so they don't need to be diligent. Yes, the Chinese people who come to Australia are frugal, but are rich. On the outside, they look just like poor people. Yes, they are very frugal. They keep and save money, invest and open businesses, and they have money coming in constantly. They are supported by the heart of the wealthy person. the people who plow the field and hope that they will find gold, how many will find it? In 60 million people, will there be one? That's hard. Or those that buy the lottery and win, what are the chances of becoming rich from that? That's hard as well. And even if you are wealthy like that, but possess no wisdom and associate with bad friends, then have you heard of instances where someone has been wealthy from the lottery, maybe even won $10 million, and then later it's all gone? Why? Because they don't have virtue and Dhamma principles. They don't have the heart of a wealthy person and aren't able to use money well. They use it excessively. They have bad friends and they don't know how to manage their money. So in the end, they can't keep their wealth. Do you see that this heart of a wealthy person is very important? If we have this heart of a wealthy person, then everyone who does will be rich. The Buddha gave this teaching that the Dhamma has extreme wealth. Whoever practices these Dhamma principles in this day and age, starting from this time, from this new year, practicing with this heart of a wealthy person, then in no long time they can be a millionaire or even a multimillionaire. I have heard of the biography of a person who became very rich creating some website. Is it Jack Ma? It's in America. Is it Mark Zuckerberg? Oh, Facebook, yes, he was just a normal person. He wasn't rich to begin with. He learnt about internet and websites, about technology, and he had an idea to build a website where people could connect and talk together. It was very convenient, and he did the website, and it prospered. And when he became rich, did he continue to live life as normal? Yes, as normal. He was frugal as normal. He wasn't boastful. He didn't use money excessively. Why? Because he has his heart of a wealthy person, u-a-ka-sa, being diligent, using mindfulness and wisdom, being able to maintain wealth, keeping good friends, knowing how to increase and what decreases money. He has the heart of a wealthy person, and it doesn't matter which country a person is from. If they have these Dhamma principles, then they can be wealthy. So this new year, I encourage all the lay people here to develop a new outlook in life, that you all want to possess this heart of a wealthy person. But just to recite this mantra is not enough to become rich. U-a-ka-sa. U-a-ka-sa. We will be a rich person. To recite it is still good, as it will make the mind established, be firm, and to have wisdom and not harm anyone. Then we can have the wisdom arise that it's just like this, and we have to practice these principles. This is the meaning of this mantra, for us to practice and to become wealthy. The Buddha gave this talk more than 2,560 years ago after the Buddha's parinibbana, and it's still relevant. If we practice this way, then no matter which country we live in, there will be many rich people in Australia or in Thailand. We can examine if those that are rich possess these qualities in their heart. This is called the mantra of the path to gold. The path to gold. The story in the Jatakas about that farmer finding gold, that is the parami of the Buddha of what he has done in the past. He had wisdom and effort. Even with half a day left after discovering gold and becoming wealthy, he still kept working as usual. Kruba Joel, would you stop farming if this happened to you? It's a real question. I think I would stop. If you were farming and found 50 kilograms of gold, do you think you would just stop just for a day? Unless I liked farming, then I would keep farming. Kruba Joel, before you were a Thai boxer, if back then one day you suddenly got rich, do you think you'd still continue boxing? I think I liked it, so I'd still keep going with it. Oh, yes, this is just imagining. But we can see how the Buddha was so diligent in this story. And Kruba Num, what would you do if this happened to you? I think I'd be very excited and quickly go home with all the gold. You would find some way to bring the gold home, and you'd be very famous. In the past, if you get this famous, what would happen? You wouldn't even make it to your house. Have you been to India? The whole village would come to gather together. It may be 1,000 people. You wouldn't even have a chance to make it home. So we're approaching 2018 and you can be determined to be frugal, to maintain your wealth that you get and plan for the best ways to maintain and keep it, whether it's for yourself, for your inheritance, for your children, relatives, or for your meritorious actions. By developing in this way, then this trains your character and establishes new behaviors. So be frugal and economical with your wealth. This coming year, we have to be thrifty and frugal. So this is the Dhamma topic today for your contemplation.